Bezras Hashem is Barech. Today's daf is Nun Gimel Maseches Kedushin, is the 1,363rd daf in Shas. I'm Zocha to learn this with you from Ramat Beit Shemesh as the Bein Hazmanim, for those of us who learn in the Old City, is winding down. So I think this is going to be one of the last daytime learnings that we're going to have together for a while from Ramat Beit Shemesh. I'm learning outside. It's a very hot day today, and the birds and the children you hear from the background are the sounds of Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. Today's daf is going to continue the discussion of using kodshim for kedushin. In the Mishnah, at the end of yesterday's daf, Anun Beis Amid Beis, there we had learned the first lines of the Mishnah were Hamekadesh Bechelko Ben Kodshei Kodshim Ben Kodshim Kalim Eina Mekudeshes, and the Gemara shows that that opinion is according to everybody. If a person uses Kodshim that had been brought already on the Mizbech, yesterday's daf, we differentiated between whether the animal had simply been consecrated, then it could be, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's still Mamum Bailim, but once it's brought on the Mizbech, then it is Kodshim. So that's what we're going to continue to analyze. The Gemara is going to discuss a fascinating story of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir that we had earlier in Maseches Nazir. In the what happened after the Patira of Rabbi Meir, and one of the discussions that were brought is this discussion of woman being Mekudeshes in the Azara with Kodshei Kodashim. And that will bring up a general discussion in regards to Kodshim, and that will take us through Nun Gimel Amud Aleph with many different Mekoros. And then on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, we will have a discussion of Maaser Sheni that we read only in a very cryptic fashion in our Mishnah. Everything, of course, starts with the Mishnah. In this case, the Mishnah on Nun Beis Amud Beis, where we had different opinions in regards to someone who is Mekadesh B'Maaser Sheni, whether it's done B'Shogeg or B'Mezin, and we really didn't have a good discussion, a good explanation at the time of what the difference between Shogeg and Mezid is, and that's what the Gemara will discuss, amongst other things, on Gimel Amud Beis. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday, and that is three lines into the wide on Nun Beis Amud Beis, Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan Acher Ptirasso Shel Rabbi Meir. After Rabbi Meir passed away, Amalem Rabbi Yehuda LeTalmidav. Rabbi Yehuda told his Talmidim, Al Yikansu Talmidei Rabbi Meir Lekan. Don't allow the students, fascinating, don't allow the students of Rabbi Meir to come in, Mipnei Shekant Ronim Heim, because they are there, they are here to put down, to reject, V'lo Lomay Torah Heim Baim, and they're not coming to learn Torah. The Gemara is very, very severe about people who learn Lekanter. Unfortunately, I've experienced this even to this day. People who are there to show that someone else's pshat is wrong, as opposed to trying to come to an emes understanding. If there is any goal of showing someone else is wrong, then there's something deeply problematic with that. So they're not coming to learn, they're just coming to show to show that they are smarter than me, outsmart me in halachos. There was one Talmud, excuse me, who found his way in. Sumchus pushed his way in and he entered. Meir, he said, this is what I already learned from Rabbi Meir. Hamikadesh bechelkoi, bein kodshei kadoshim ubein kodshei kalim, lo kiddush. If you have a koyin that after it was divided, both the kodshei kodshim and the kodshei kalim, we discussed yesterday that kodshei kodshim are those things that could only be eaten in the Azara, examples, a chatos and an asham, and so on. Contrast to a shlomim, that's kodshim kalim, that could be eaten in all of the real Yerushalayim, the halachic Yerushalayim. And he quoted that Rabbi Meir said, Mekash Bechelko, that if he, a Kohen, takes his chelek, his part, from the psarak urbanos, and he consecrates a woman. He says, let's speak in English. He says, and he wants to marry her, harei kudeshesli lo kidesh. Kois Rabbi Yehuda alehem. And Rabbi Yehuda got upset. Amlam lo kach amartachem al yikonsu mi talmidei Rabbi Meir lekan. Don't bring Rabbi Meir's talmidei Rabbi Meir shekan tronim heim. V'lo lumo toreim bom lekapech lekapchani bahalochusein bom. They're just coming to outsmart me in halachas. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yehuda was alleging that their goal is not to come to learn halachas, but to show that they're smarter than anybody else. Asks Rabbi Yehuda, what are they talking about? V'chi isha ba'azorim minayim? How is a woman in the first place in the azar? If we're talking about kodshei kadashim, so then those can't be taken out of the Azara. And an Isha, argues Rabbi Yehuda, can't be in an Azara. This is not Rabbi Yehuda's argument. Rashi points out four lines to the bottom. He's basing himself on a Mishnah in the first Perek of Kalim, that women go as far as the Ezras Yisrael, but they cannot go into the Azara themselves. Tosis points out that this last point is actually quite confusing because it doesn't say anywhere that a woman cannot go into the Azara, including the Ezras Yisrael. And Tosis points out that you just have to say that it wasn't common for women to go into the Ezras Yisrael, and therefore it wasn't common for a Kedushin to take place. Tosis points out that Rashi claims that's Mefurish in the Mishnah in Kalim, and there is no Mishnah in Kalim that says that. The Mishnah does speak about the different levels of Kedusha, the different Azaros, and it says, in terms of the Ezras Yisrael, that someone who's Mechuser Kippurim, someone who still needs a carbon to be brought to affirm their Tahara, like Metzora and Yesi Yoledes, those cases, if they're prior to Mechuser Kippurim, then they can't go into Ezras Yisrael. Of course, above that is the Ezras Kohanim, where everybody aside from a Kohen can't go. But we're talking here about the Ezras Yisrael. So that was the technical question that Rabbi Yehuda was bothered by. What in the world is Simchas talking about? V'chi isha ba'azorim minayim. It's fascinating give and take in the Gemara about the defensiveness of Rabbi Yehuda and the bad behavior that Rabbi Yehuda alleged that the Talmidim of Rabbi Meir takes an interesting turn as the halachic discussion and the drama continues. Amar Rabbi Yossi now comments about what's going on now. Yoimru, people are going to say, Meir Shachav, Rabbi Meir has passed away. Yehuda Kas, and Rabbi Yehuda has gotten upset. Yossi Shasak, and I, Rabbi Yossi, will be silent. Dvar Torah Maiteyola. In other words, what's happened is that everybody is beginning to act inappropriately, and what's going to happen to Divrei Torah? So we got to continue this halachic discussion. No, you could have someone being mekabel kedushin for his daughter in the azara. So Rabbi Yossi alleges that Rabbi Yehuda was a little bit too quick to dismiss the discussion that Simchas had raised. The Od, and another instance where Sumchis's discussion might come to the fore, Dach Govenichnasa, she pushed herself in and she entered, even though she wasn't supposed to. According to Tosas, that would work very, very well, and that is, it wasn't considered Kavod Bizoyonhu for the woman to enter, but not there was an Isser. And in this case, the woman wasn't over an Isser, but she didn't follow the guidelines by going in. So, what would halacha be in such a case? Tanya, so we learned a braisa. Rabbi Yehuda, Imir Mikudeshes. Braisa actually recorded an opinion for Rabbi Yehuda in this regard. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Kedushin is valid, and Rabbi Yossi holds the Kedushin is not valid. This and other points leads the Rashash to point out, it could very well be that Rabbi Yehuda was very aware of Rabbi Yossi's point that it's possible for a woman to come into the Azara, but he wanted to nevertheless make a point that Simchas was not acting appropriately, while Rabbi Yossi, it seems, felt that the discussion should continue, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi ultimately had a machlokes lahalacha whether the kedushin is valid. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, three lines on bottom and beis and beis shnei mikra echad darshu. Their discussion revolves around how you read one pasuk. The pasuk in Bamidbar Yudches v'zeh yelecha mikodesh hakadoshim min ha'esh. There, the Torah is describing the rights that the Kohanim have and the things that they're titled to. And the pasuk says, and this will be from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, from the Esh. Rabbi Yehuda sav lechol lukar tzarchecha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could use it for anything you want. The Kohen is allowed to use it for Kedushin as well. Rabbi Yossi savar ke'esh. Rabbi Yossi says the Torah meant to say min ha'esh, to emphasize that status is like Esh. Ma Esh la'achila, just like Esh consumes, fire consumes. Afhu nami la'achila. The only thing that kachim are for is for achila, and therefore it cannot be used for kedushin. Hence, the position of Rabbi Yosef, kedushin would not be valid. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan continues going on to Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Nimnu v'gamru. It was counted and it was decided. This is a very, very important expression that when Chazal needed to decide a halacha, they would count what were the votes. We follow Rov. Achri Rab Lahatos. So they would count amongst the Tanoim who held what, and then a decision would arrive at a decision. That's the expression nimnu v'gamru. Hamikadesh bechelkoi bein kodshei kodashim ubein kodshim kalim loy kidesh. That if a person marries a woman, whether it's kodshei kodashim or kodshim kalim, the halach is that it doesn't serve as a kedushin, like the shita of Rabbi Yosi. V'Rav Amar Adayin Hi Machlokes. Rav disagreed whether they counted and decided what the halacha is, and Rav says that it's still a machlokes. Amar Abaye Kavosei de Rabbi Yochanan Mistabra. It seems to me that Rabbi Yochanan is right that a decision was made, and ultimately, according to Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda was chozer. The Sanya, as we learned in Braisa, Menayin Shein Cholkim Menachos Keneged Zvachim, Chamaloy Mevachol Mincha Asher Tarafeh B'Tanur. How do we know that the Kohanim cannot make a deal amongst themselves and calculate how much the flour and carbon mincha is worth, and calculate how much the meat from the kachim are worth, and divide it based on that value? Minayin shein cholkim menachos keneged zvachim talmulamer v'chol mincha asher terafeh batanur. Kol mincha is that what the Kohanim divide is, as described there in the pasuk, in their division, is that they divide the carbon mincha itself. They don't divide anything else. The chol b'nei Aaron tiyeh. It's for all of b'nei Aaron. So this source teaches us that the carbon mincha is divided by itself. Yachol lo yecholku menachos keneged zvachim shelo kamu tachteim bidalus. I might think that this Xeris HaKosov that they can't exchange, that the mincha has to be divided separately, that's only in regards to Zvachim, that they can't exchange Zvachim for Menachos or Menachos for Zvachim. However, when it comes to Ofos, so there the halacha is that if someone is very poor, as described in the beginning of Parshas Kisazriya, so then in such a case they could bring a carbon mincha instead of an of. So there maybe we would consider mincha and of in the same category, and therefore make a calculation. You take the of, and I'll take more mincha. Tamaloy mevachol nasam b'marcheshes. That whatever is made in the marcheshes, that's the carbon mincha, that's the deep pan. So then everybody of the kuhuna divides it equally without any other cheshbonos. Yachol lo yichalku minchas keneged ofa shalalu minei damim valalu minei kamachim. I might think that maybe the problem is that of making a calculation with the ofos and the menachos, that can't be done because ofos have blood. In other words, they're living beings that were nishchat la'avoda. However, when it comes to karb mincha that has kmachim, as flour, then in such, and that, so therefore they're entirely different. Avol, yecholku ofos keneged zvachim, but maybe you could calculate ofos keneged zvachim. Let's say there's somebody who only eats chicken or bird's meat and doesn't eat animal meat. So I might think that in such a case, the Kohan can make calculations. Shalolu v'alolu min edom. Talmuloymer al machvas. The Torah says al machvas. Now, why does the Torah need to repeat, explains Rashi, va'al machvas? Rashi adds a vav, that also the machvas is divided equally. Must be, we already learned that the menachos can't be exchanged with the basar. It must be, it's an extra gzeris hakosuv to tell us that you can't exchange zvachim for ofos. Yachol, continues the Gemara, lo yecholku ofos k'neged zvachim. Shalolu ma'isein b'yad v'alolu ma'isein b'kli, that you can't exchange ofos and zvachim because the shechita of a of is done with the thumb of the carb of the kohen, but of course shechita of an animal is done with a sack and with a knife. Avol yecholku menachos k'neged menachos, but what about dvarim menachos k'neged menachos? In other words, let's say minchas machvas or minchas marcheshes. Shehalolu v'alol ma'iseyim biyad, because both of them are done biyad. Hamalon v'chol mincha bulav Hashem l'chol b'nei Aaron. The Torah goes out and says, "Kol mincha, all minchas are all of b'nei Aaron, that they go straight to an equal division of b'nei Aaron." Yochol lo yichalku machvas k'neg marcheshes, so marcheshes k'neg machvas. Maybe the difference, you can't have the marcheshes, which is a deep pan, machvas is a frying pan. Shazuma same rakim, zuma same kashim. The difference between the two is the marcheshes is soft because it's deep, and the machvas is more like a matzah because it is flat. Avol yecholku machvas k'neged machvas u'marcheshes k'neged marcheshes. But maybe different carbon minchas of both the marcheshes, you could make a calculation. Shalolu v'alolu maseim kashim, inami maseim rakim. When we're talking about the machvas, Rashi spells this out very beautifully in Dibra Maschel, machvas, then it is hard because it's all on the fire. In contrast to the marcheshes, which is very deep, so part of the flour, of course, is not close to the fire, and therefore it becomes more crispy in the machvas than it does in the marcheshes. The marcheshes masayim rakim. So I might think that at least you could allow marcheshes to be exchanged for each other. Talmud Lomar, so the pasuk there already precludes that possibility as well, because it says v'chol mincha v'lulav Hashemen v'chareva. It puts together the mincha v'Hashemen v'chareva l'chol b'nei Aaron tia. The lashon v'chareva refers to a dry carbon mincha, and that is extra, and that's coming to emphasize that all of the carbon minchas, whether it's b'lulav Hashemen or it's chareva, so then all of them are l'chol b'nei Aaron. It could be, I didn't see someone say this explicitly, that the b'lulav Hashemen is referring to the marcheshes and the chareva, in other words, that which is made in the marcheshes, and the chareva is referred to the one that's made in the machvas. Avol continues the Gemara. We skipped the line. V'chareva l'chol b'nei Aaron tia. Yochol says the Gemara three lines before the wide. Lo yecholku b'kotche hakadoshim avol yecholku b'kotchem kalim. That they can't make this cheshbon with the kotche kadoshim, but they can do it with the kotchem kalim. Tamalomer ish ke'achiv, a man and his brother. V'samach le'im al atoda. And also the pasuk continues on. Im al atoda yakrivenu, etc., etc. So there, kashem she'ein cholkim b'kotchim kachim kachem cholkim b'kotchim kalim. Now, a carbon toda could be eaten in all of Yerushalayim. It's called kachim kalim and not kachim like a carbon chatos. And therefore, we see that all of them have a similar type of division. Continues the Gemara. Finally, the Braisa concludes with one more halacha. Ish ish cholek. The pasuk refers to ish ke'achiv, the emphasis of ish, that every person takes a chelek, va'afilu balmum ve'ena katan chelek. Even a balmum can take part, but a katan cannot because he doesn't qualify as an ish. In other words, a kohen katan. Va'afilu tam, even if the katan, it does not have a blemish, still he's worse off than a kohen that's a gadol, that's a blemish in terms of collecting. The Gemara now continues to bring home Abaye's point that ultimately we follow the opinion, right, of Rabbi Yochanan, that we developed three lines from the top, the way Rashi particularly had explained it, and that is that even Rabbi Yehuda was Chozer. We quoted this entire Braisa because of the fact that it's as well a Sifra. Sifra Mani. Sifra, of course, is the Medrash Halacha. Who is the author of the Sifra? Let's take a look at this Rashi, because this is important to be familiar with Sifra. Five lines before the wide. In Rashi, Sifra, Toras Kanim. So it's the Medrash Halacha on Vayikra is referred to Toras Kanim. Vahabit Toras Kanim, Isa. This Braisa is mentioned in Toras Kanim. Alma les badin shar chalukos bi'ilui damin. And we see a couple of things. And that is that you can't do calculations of money. And everything has to be calculated equally, divided equally, the Karv Mincha divided equally, etc., as we elaborated above. V'shamina minas is Rashi in the last narrow line, the Lav Mamono, that's not considered the Mamon HaKohen. Because if it would be considered the Mamon HaKohen, then of course they could start playing around, calculating how much is worth and bartering and changing. Nevertheless, the Sifra says you can't. Now, who's the author of Sifra back in Tower Gemara, Rabbi Yehudi? V'hu kamar, d'les badin chaluka klal, we see you can't divide. Shmamina. So we see from here that even Rabbi Yehuda was Chozer. Is there no dissenting position? Amar Rava, Rava says, does everybody agree that Rabbi Yehuda was Chozer? Ukarav Milo Tanya. Rav assumed that Rabbi Yehuda was in a disagreement, and it seems to be that way from a Braisa. Vatanya Hatsnuim Moishchin Esyedem Vahargarnim Cholkim. When it came to the Kohanim dividing, unfortunately, and fortunately, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, there are people who are aggressive, who are gluttonous, and there are people who are modest and passive in the positive sense of the word. And the Braisa described, which is quoted in Chulin Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Kohanim who were passive, so they would not try to get a part of the Lechem Haponim. They didn't push to the front. Rashi adds that even though they didn't push, at the end of the day, no matter what they got of the Lechem HaPanim, whether it was a larger piece or a smaller piece, ultimately they were soveya. So it didn't even help to push. It was not necessary at all to push. And so we had Kohanim with better midos and Kohanim whose midos were not as good. And there were tsnuim, so moshkenes yadeim. Those who were gargarnim, that means they focused on the throat, because it would seem to me, I'm not sure, I didn't see anybody explicitly say this, that the gargan is the throat. So gargarnim are people who are gluttonous, that's the translation of gargan. It would seem to me that the shorish might be that they focus on their throats, on their palates. So therefore, the garganim would be cholkim. They would divide. Now, what does it mean, divide? My cholkim chotfim. It means that they would grab. Kediktani save, as we learn, save my sebechot shechotav chelko v'chel chavero. That there was someone who grabbed not only his rights, his bread, but also that of his friends. Vayikorin also ben chantzan. And they called him the son of Chamtzan from the word Chamas that we had on yesterday's daf, that someone who is a Gazlan, ad yomoso, until the day of his death. So what do we see from this phenomenon? That these Cholkim, explains Rashi three lines into the wide, are people who went about wheeling and dealing their rights to Kachim. The Tznuim, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, they were soveya from that. And then there are wheelers and there are dealers who don't stop. Their whole life is just about trying to get more and more and more gargarnim. So on those gargarnim, we see that they were wheelers and dealers. Says the Gemara, no. My cholkim chotfim. What it means is that they were people who grabbed. In other words, the Gemara was almost being too soft on them in the Havamina, which would ultimately prove the fact that there were those who were able to wheel and deal according to halacha, but they just weren't snuim. Says the Gemara, no. These guys were entirely illegal. They, my cholkim chotvim, that they would grab, as we have the case of this Ben Chamtzan. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila, my kara. What is the pasuk in Yeshayo? Excuse me, the next pasuk is going to be from Yeshayo. This pasuk is from Tehillim. Eloikai palteini miyad rasha mikaf ma'avel chometz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save me from a rasha, from those who are chometz. And that's this expression, ben chamtzon, that chametz and chamtzon are interchangeable. That's where they got this expression from. Rabba Amar Mehacha, they call this guy Ben Chamtzon. Here's the pasuk in Yeshayo. Limdu heitev dir shumishpat ashru chometz. Learn well, seek justice, and correct chamas. If there is someone who took from someone else in chamas, then it's our job to rectify that wrong. Okay, so that's the Maskanas HaSugya. The Maskanas HaSugya tells us that when it comes to Kodshim, it's not yours at all. You, the Kohanim, you don't have anything at all, in the sense that it's not your mammon that you could wheel and deal. And according to the Maskanas HaGemar, you can't do Kedushin as well with that, even though it was previously a discussion amongst the Tanaim. And our brethren, the Kohanim, have a special, special schus, the Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. Now we go to Maaser Sheni. And in regards to Maaser Sheni, we continue 10 lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah Maaser Sheni, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, Loikidesh, Divrei Rebbe Meir. According to Rebbe Meir, Maaser Sheni, which we described yesterday, is the fruits that are taken to Yerushalayim for the first, second, fourth, and fifth years, and eaten B'Kedusha in Yerushalayim, that is Mamon Gavoa. It's the grace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is given to us, and therefore one cannot be Mekadesh. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Shogeg Loikidesh Mezid Kidesh. When we learned our Mishnah, we did not explain why Shogeg is not Kidesh, but Rabbi Yehuda fundamentally disagrees with Rabbi Meir and holds that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Hedyet, and therefore a person can use it for his own dealings and use it for Kedushin. Says the Gemara, Minohani Mili, how do we know that it can't be used, that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa and cannot be used for Kedushin? Amar Rav Acha Brei Derava, there is a source, says Rav Acha, Mishmei de Gemara, in the name of the Gemara. The Gemara means the name of the Mesorah, that he had a Mesorah tradition that follows. To read the pasuk as follows: V'chol ma'asar arts mizer arts and pri arts Hashem hu kodesh l'Hashem. In regards to Maaser Sheni, it's described as kodesh l'Hashem. Who? It's for him. Who's him? L'Hashem hu. It's for Hashem. L'Hashem hu. V'lo l'kadesh bo yisha, and not to be mekadesh a woman. Says the Gemara, if that would be so, harei trumas Maaser. When a Levi has Maaser, then that was given to him. That's Maaser Rishon. He has a mitzvah to give truma to the Kohen. D'chsiv kein tarimu gam atem truma Hashem. That the Levi has to give truma. Utnan. And we learned that mikadesh betruma mikudeshes. If the Kohen uses the truma that was given to him, whether that was truma given from Yisrael or truma Maaser given to him from a Levi, it works as kedushin. Says the Gemara, well, that's not going to be a very big problem. Delok sibbe l'Hashem. So truma is different than Maaser Sheni, because there it doesn't have the expression of belonging to Hashem. Says the Gemara, is Rav Acha's drasha really going to stand up? It survived a question from truma. What about chala? Varei chala d'chsiv ba titnu l'Hashem. That chala, it says that the mitzvah in Parshas Shalach is to give it to Hashem, which means the Kohen. Utnan, hamakash betrum mikudeshes, if the Kohen uses the challah, it works as a valid kedushin. Says Gemara, that's also not a kasha according to Rav Acha. Delok siv be'kedesh, it doesn't say kedesh, it just says Lashem, and in order for it to be entirely removed from the individual to use for kedushin, it has to be kedesh Lashem. Says the Gemara, three lines on the bottom, and Gimel Amar Alfar, Shvius, Tichsiv Be Yovel, He Kodesh Tielochem. Shvius is Yovel, and it's Kodesh. Utanana Mikash Per Shvius Mikudeshes. Says Gemara, same answer, Loksiv Be Lashem, that's why Kedushim works. But if it says Kodesh Lashem, like it does by Maaser Sheni, then it can't be used for Kedushim. Vare Trumba, Tichsiv Kodesh Yisrael Lashem, Reishis Tuasai. Truma says, does say, Kodesh Yisrael Lashem. Utanan Mekadesh Betrum Mekudeshes. And the Kedushin is valid. Answers the Gemara, when does it say Kodesh Yisrael Lashem? Ahu Bisrael, because if when it's in the hands of the Yisrael, it can't be used for a Kedushin. But when it reaches the hands of the Kohen, then it can. Says the Gemara, on the top of Nun Gimel Amabez, The Gemara asks that at the end of the day, don't we memela see from the fact that the Truma is referred to as Kodesh Yisrael Lashem, Reishis Tfuasai Ketruma, that the Truma is also Kodesh Lashem? It's not entirely clear to me how the Gemara has rejected the understanding that maybe it's only when it's in the hands of the Yisrael. It seems that the Gemara now is saying that if it's Biyad Yisrael Kodesh Hashem, it's the same would apply to the Kohen, Memela, but it's not so clear to me. Maybe when you transfer it to the Kohen, it assumes a new status. Obviously, the Gemara does not read that way. If anybody sees a pshat, I looked around a little, I did not see a pshat. If anybody sees a pshat, you can email me, chaimeisenstein@gmail. V'lav memela shamas v'nei, don't we see that memela, that it's kodesh Hashem, even in the hands of the Kohen? Tirgama rav and sava kamei derav amakra hu, bav yaso yehe. That the pasuk says, Lashem hu, that when it comes to the Meiser Sheni, so there it says Lashem Hu, and that is something that's stronger than the Lashem in regards to Truma. In regards to Truma, it just says that it's Kodesh Yisrael Lashem. However, that is not the same strength of Kedusha that would apply to Meiser Sheni, where it says Lashem Hu. We learned in our Mishnah that when it comes to Hegdish, now Hegdish is any item that a person consecrates for the Beis HaMikdash, ube Hegdish b'meizeg kidesh b'shogeg lo kidesh div Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda Omer b'shogeg kidesh b'meizeg lo kidesh. Rebbe Yehuda differentiates in the opposite direction, b'shogeg it's kidesh, b'meizeg it's not kidesh. We have not explained the difference between meizeg and shogeg yet, and now the Gemara finally gets involved with it. Says the Gemara, five lines on top. I'm Rabbi Yaakov. The Amira Rabbi Yaakov said, Shamis minei de Rabbi Yochanan tarti. I heard from Rabbi Yochanan. In general, of course, we know that Tanoim have the appellation Rebbe. Amoraim less so, but that only applies to Amoraim who were in Bavel where there was no smicha. In Eretz Yisrael, the smicha continued. Rabbi Yochanan was a first generation Amora in Eretz Yisrael. And he had a Talmud who's not quoted that often in the Gemara. Every once in a while we have him. And that is Rabbi Yaakov. So Rabbi Yaakov here quotes from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, that I learned two things. Number one, Shigas Meiser de Rabbi Yehuda, Shigas de Hegdish de Rabbi Meir, Shneem Ein Isha Miskadeshes Bahem. That when it comes to a case of Shogeg vis-a-vis Meiser, there Rabbi Yehuda's psak was that someone who's Mikadesh b'meiser sheni b'shogeg, we learned that the Kedushin is not binding. And the Shigas Hegdish de Rabbi Meir, that we just mentioned over here, that Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that there isn't Kedushin. So Rabbi Yochanan finally explained for us why that is so. Chada, lefi she'ena isha rotza. One is because a woman does not want. V'chadol fisha ein shneim rotzim. And another of them is because both of them, both the husband and the wife, don't want the kedushin. Hence, it's a kedushay tos. The woman wouldn't want such a kedushin. Now, Rashi points out there's going to be a nafkamina. In both cases, the kedushin is not valid. But what happens if the wife says that she's okay with it? Now, Rabbi Yaakov wasn't sure which one. It's because both of them don't want, both the husband and the wife. And in one of them, it's only when the wife doesn't want. Now, if the wife says, Befer, she wants it, then in theory, if we knew which one, it was because he lo rotza, that she doesn't want, then the Kedushin could still be valid. So Gemara wants to analyze. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Netzi Anan. Let's analyze. Meiser I lo nichala. She's not going to be happy with Meiser Sheni. Mishum tircha de orcha. She needs to schlep all the way to Yerushalayim to eat it. But iu nichale, but he's happy with that. The nicknei isisa, memela. But he's got a wife out of this. It's a pretty good deal that the fruits that he wasn't able to eat in Beit Shemesh, he'll now get a wife from it. So that's why she won't be happy with it. Ela hegdish tarvayu lo nichlu. But Rabbi Yirmiyah argues that was hegdish where both of them are not happy. The naschil hegdish al yadayu. Because what happened is that he made chulin out of hegdish. Hegdish is not supposed to be used for kedushin. That was Rabbi Yirmiyah's explanation. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Ipcha. Rabbi Yaakov said the opposite is true. Ipcha Mistavra. You could say the exact opposite. Milo Ikala Meimar Meiser Ilo Nichala Mishum Tircha De Urcha. She's got to go up to eat the Meiser, but the same could apply for him. Ilo Nichale Mishum Unsa De Urcha. Because now he needs to take her up to Yerushalayim. Rashi says not because every morning she's going to ask him, why don't we go to Yerushalayim, but because the Meiser is not worth anything except in Yerushalayim. So it could very well be that now, yeah, for the Kedushin to be Chal, he needs to go up to Yerushalayim to make it worth a Shava Pruta. Ela Hegdish, but when it comes to Hegdish Bishlam, Ilo Nichala, she's not happy with it because she's causing Chilul Hegdish. The Naschil, the Nat Chayil Hegdish Al Yada. Ela Iu Milo Nichala, Dinikne Issa Memele. He got a wife. In the process, he would be happy. The Gemara now continues with a shayla. Boy mine rava me rav chizda. Isha, ein miskadeshes. If you hold that the kedusha does not take effect when it comes to the hegdish, because the woman is not happy with it, but what's going to be with the mos? Mos mal sheyetu lechulin. Will the mos now become chulin? Amalei. So rav chizda answered, rava. Isha, ein miskadeshes. Mos, heich yatzu l'chulin. If the kedushin is not binding, then how would the money go to chulin? We're going to stop today's daf over here. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow pick up 10 lines from the bottom. In today's daf, we had continued the discussion of the use of bisar kachim for kedushin. If one is mekadesh a woman in the azara, or a shliach of the woman goes into the Azara, and the Gemara in the Tapanun Gimel Amar Alpha in the first line concludes Nimnu v'Gamru Hamikadosh Bechelka Ben Kodesh Kodeshim Ben Kodeshim Kalim Lo Kidesh. That's the Psak. Whether Rav agreed with that or not is a big discussion. The Gemara proves that it doesn't belong to you because of a long Sifra and Brisa that says that the Kohanim cannot wheel and deal their Kodeshim, and everything has to be divided equally without any Cheshbonos. Also, we had learned that a Kohen that didn't rush to get the Lechem upon him would come out as satiated as a Kohen who did. Then we discussed Meiser Sheni being unique, because the Torah Kedesha describes Meiser Sheni as Lashem Hu, and then even though a Kohen can use Truma for Kedushin, a Yisrael who has Meiser Sheni, according to the opinion of Rebbe Meir, is Mamon Gavoa and cannot use it for Kedushin. Finally, we had the discussion in regards to Hegdish, in regards to using Hegdish for Kedushin. And the Gemara has Rabbi Yochanan equate Shigigas Meiser of Rabbi Yehuda, that the Kedushin is not valid, to Shigigas Hegdish. And either the woman doesn't want the Kedushin, or both the woman and the man don't even want such a kedusha when it comes to shogeg. And Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yaakov disagreed whether it's meiser that both the man and woman don't want, or it's hegdish that the man and woman don't want. Finally, we concluded that if the woman is not mekudeshes, then the mos would not go to chulin, as Rav Chizda taught Rava. Baruch Hashem, we are zoche to eavesdrop 2,000 years later, almost 2,000 years later, into the discussions of Rava Rav Chizda, to connect to Kodesh Lashem, Lashem Hu, and to connect to the holy discussions of our Torah that are connected as well to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Yerushalayim, as we see from the Sugya Meiser Sheni. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Gimel in Maseches Kedushin.